Here is St. Petersburg's ambassador of happiness to the world, Maura Sweeney, with another podcast in her series, Maura for You.
Can you walk in integrity? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to tune into today's podcast, Integrity, and Can You Walk in It? Well, you know, just by virtue of the question I'm asking, that the answer is yes. You can walk progressively into a place of integrity. But before we get into some of the stories and other things I'll be sharing, let me go into the definition. What exactly is integrity? Well, for one thing, it's the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Some synonyms include honor, probity, ethics, morals, virtue, decency, sincerity, which I love because it means there's no wax, there's nothing in between there, truthfulness and trustworthiness. But here's something else that I want you to pay attention to today when it comes to the word integrity. It's the second meaning, which I really believe is far more germane and important to today's podcast. Integrity is known as the state of being whole, W-H-O-L-E, and undivided. Now, I want you to think about that as your persona. Imagine being whole and undivided so that whichever way you turn, whoever you're around, whatever circumstance you're in, you're pretty much the same person. You're not one person to this party and another person to that party. You're whole and undivided. And I think it's just a beautiful concept for what integrity is. You know, there's another thing that I looked up about integrity. It says, integrity is a personality we admire because their moral compass doesn't waver or change. Now, think about that. It's really saying the same thing. It's that no matter where you are, you can be trusted. You're always going to be the same. You're not broken. You're not two-faced, as people are used to using that expression, but you're the same everywhere you go. So let's get into this whole idea of walking in integrity. If I were to say to most people, can you be a person of integrity? They would say, oh, that's a tall order because it takes in so much. And I'm sure there's areas of my life where I cut corners or I do things that I really shouldn't, but I haven't even thought about or I don't want to look at. But today's podcast is all about the idea of walking in integrity, step by step, moment by moment. And let's say this, awareness by awareness. I'll give you one of the first times I realized I was not walking in integrity. And it was an awareness that came to me. I might have been 14 years old. I was at the Jersey Shore, sitting on a porch and talking with other people. And I remember chiming in on a conversation and offering information. And as it was coming out of my mouth, I heard my words and I thought, Maura, you are not speaking the truth. You're exaggerating. And in fact, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, not only am I exaggerating, my exaggerations are a lie. And I didn't feel good about it. The awareness made me take notice and say, I'm not doing this again. Either I'm going to speak truthfully without stretching the truth, or I'm not going to be happy with myself. Now, that's an example of walking in integrity. It's like the more we see what we're doing, the more we learn how to be whole, complete, and entire. Now, let me think about some areas of our lives. How about gossiping? Have you ever been in a place to think, wait a minute, I have been gossiping about people and I can't get in front of certain people because I know I have gossiped about them? Or how about this one? Taking what doesn't rightly belong to you. It could be something as small as working at a local cashier and taking a couple of dollars out, or doing anything where you have the ability or the opportunity to take something that doesn't belong to you. That's an awareness that comes to you and you think, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore because it's taking away from my own integrity. And there could be some other things like lying or cheating to get ahead rather than getting ahead on your own merits. And with that in mind, I want to share with you a couple of stories that came to mind this morning as I was contemplating this podcast. They both have to do with the same event. Years ago, when I was working in corporate as a branch manager, we had a national sales contest going on. And the contest was based on how many sales all the salespeople throughout the country could make. And there were two men in my office, both of whom were in sales. And one of them, I found out through our sales manager, was scamming orders. Basically, he was finding whatever reasons he could to get people to sign orders so that he could move himself up in the ranks. And I remember when the sales manager brought this to me, having to confront the sales rep. And I said, "What you're doing here is dishonest." I said, "You cannot do this." And he said to me, "Maura, you don't understand. The vice president, the president of the company, they don't care how we get the orders. They just want the orders themselves." And it was as if he was defending himself, and I don't want to say attacking me, but let's say coming against the way in which I was thinking. And I remember saying to him, "You know what? I hadn't thought of it in those terms." I said, "But all I can tell you is that I need to sleep with myself at night." And I said, "As far as I'm concerned, your getting people to sign orders that are not legit cannot stand. And in fact, neither can your job." And I had to let him go. Now, in the same sales contest, there was another young man in our office who must have hit the jackpot, because he ended up signing up a huge Keller Williams real estate firm. And within it, he got something like 450 individual orders from all the Keller Williams real estate agents. And he came into my office. First, he went to the sales managers, and the sales manager is all behind him. And I said to him, "How much business do you suppose each one of these accounts will bring in?" He said to me, "Well, Maura, not very much." I said, "You know something, John? We need to go and call the home office. I know technically it looks like you got a lot of orders here, but I would hate to see someone else who's done their due diligence lose out to you." I said, "I'll call the vice president, see what he says." As it turns out, the vice president said, "Yes, if he's got the orders and that's what we're measuring, he is absolutely qualified." Now, we got a yes. Young John ended up on a week's vacation in the Bahamas. He ended up coming home with a national sales award. But I want you to know something. In that case, he won that award fair and square. He won it in integrity. And John's gone way beyond that in sales and has done very well for himself in the past two decades, all in sales. Now imagine when you're going to your next place to interview for a job and you tell them you won a national award, but something in you knows that you got there by stealth or by a lack of integrity. How do you carry yourself in that mode versus being in another place saying, "Yes, while I was at my last company, I won a national contest," and knowing that you legitimately did? There's something very deep, very tangible, might be sometimes a slower road in life, but when people walk in their integrity, they don't just speak things, but they become things. They literally become whole and undivided, and people sense and trust who and what that person has become. I want you to give some thought to that today, because chances are there may be some small area of your life that you can look at and think, "You know what? I'm really not walking in my integrity. I'm not walking in my best self, and I'm not going to do that any longer." I want you to know that as you walk in integrity, not only do you make yourself more whole and less divided, but you also help pave the path for a better and more integrated world, and, as if I might say, a happier world too. So I hope this day and this podcast gave you something great to think about. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hear more from Maura Sweeney at Maura4U.com.